Welcome to the 23 Minutes in Hell podcast, where author and speaker Bill Weiss and his wife Annette address the many questions and concerns that we all have about the topic of hell and eternity. Bill and Annette believe the subject of hell shouldn't grip us with fear, but instead should inspire us to invest the time we have left on earth wisely. Tune in for today's enlightening broadcast.
Thank you for being with us. Today, we are answering the question, what is the unpardonable sin? Well, the unpardonable sin is blasphemy of the Holy Spirit. It is mentioned in Mark 3:22 through 30 and in Matthew 12:22 through 32, where Jesus heals a man who was demon-possessed, blind, and mute. Well, the religious leaders, or the Pharisees, said Jesus healed and delivered the man by Beelzebub, the prince of demons. Well, Jesus refutes their accusation and goes on to speak of the blasphemy against the Holy Spirit.
Yes, in Matthew 12, 31 and 32, Jesus said, "Every sin and blasphemy will be forgiven men, but the blasphemy against the Spirit will not be forgiven men. Anyone who speaks a word against the Son of Man, it will be forgiven him. But whoever speaks against the Holy Spirit, it will not be forgiven him, either in this age or in the age to come."
Boy, this is a most serious sin.
And then in Mark 3, 28 and 29, Jesus said, "Assuredly I say to you, all sins will be forgiven the sons of men, and whatever blasphemies they may utter. But he who blasphemes against the Holy Spirit never has forgiveness, but is subject to eternal damnation."
Boy, and damnation means punishment. That's in hell. Also in Luke 12:10, this doesn't give account of what happened, but Jesus states, "And anyone who speaks a word against the Son of Man, it will be forgiven him. But to him who blasphemes against the Holy Spirit, it will not be forgiven him." Now the word blasphemy in the Strong's number 987 and 988 mean insult, slander, curse, or speaking evil, or slander, malicious talk, and evil speaking. Also, in the Vine's Expository Dictionary, page 69, it states, "Anyone with the evidence of the Lord's power before his eyes should declare it to be satanic, exhibited a condition of heart beyond divine illumination, and therefore hopeless." Now, the Pharisees said Jesus cast out a devil by the power of Satan. Well, that infers Jesus is demon-possessed.
Unbelievable. That is amazing that they would accuse the Lord of being demon-possessed.
Yeah.
After seeing all those miracles.
Right.
You know, so this is not, Bill, this is not just someone cursing God or blaspheming God that way.
No.
This is a specific sin.
Right, and this was the religious leaders observing Jesus do miracles and then saying, no, that was of the devil. That's why he said that's blasphemous.
Yes. And these next five commentaries state what blasphemy is. So we'll take a look at that. The Baker Commentary, page 736, says, "Blasphemy against the Spirit means viewing the Spirit's power as Satan's power." That's real clear.
Right.
Nelson's New Illustrated Bible Dictionary states, "Jesus condemned as blasphemy, they're attributing the work of the Holy Spirit to Satan." Again, very clear. Mm-hmm. And lastly, Encyclopedia of Bible Words, page 130 says, "Those who charge that Jesus was in league with Satan rejected consciously and willfully the God who met them in Christ and in his words and the acts empowered by the Spirit."
Boy, it's unbelievable they could do that. But one more here. Two more. Bible Teacher's Commentary, page 561 states, "The Pharisees rejected the evidence of Jesus' miracles and even claimed that Satan's power was behind them. This blasphemy was unique in history. Never before had God's Son, standing among men as a man, by the power of God's Holy Spirit, performed such obvious, authenticating signs." Then also Nelson's New Illustrated Bible Dictionary, page 1213, states, "The words and works of Christ were spoken and performed by the power of the Holy Spirit. To attribute them to Satan is to attribute the credentials of heaven to hell. If one persists in that state, there is no remedy." Boy.
So, Bill, the question then is this sin possible to commit today?
Right, that's a question that people want to know.
So we're going to look at then some more of the commentaries and see what they state. But at least the definition was pretty clear in all those other commentaries.
I thought
that it was viewing the Spirit's power and attributing it to Satan's power.
Exactly.
So the Believer's Bible Commentary, page 1251, says, "There is reasonable doubt whether the unpardonable sin can be committed today, because he is not bodily present performing miracles," speaking of Jesus.
Right.
And Nelson's Bible Commentary, page 1213, says, "How someone can enter into this state of affairs is a difficult question. But those who persist by denigrating Christ, by insulting his person and works, were motivated and empowered by Satan rather than by the Holy Spirit, no doubt place themselves dangerously near non-regenerative hope."
Interesting.
And then the Encyclopedia of Biblical Words states, "Those who charge that Jesus was in league with Satan rejected consciously and willfully the God who met them in Christ and in his words and the acts empowered by the Spirit. An attitude that disregards the reality of God and leans toward contempt for his power and his presence is a dangerous one."
So they're saying it's dangerous ground that you're on.
Yes, correct.
And there's reasonable doubt. So it's reasonable doubt you can commit this, but it sounds like it's possible, but we're going to go on. Believer's Bible Commentary, page 1250 and 1251 state, "By blaspheming against the Holy Spirit, that is, by charging that Jesus performed his miracles by the power of Satan rather than by the power of the Holy Spirit. In effect, this was calling the Holy Spirit Beelzebub, the ruler of demons. The unpardonable sin is not the same as rejecting the gospel. A man may spurn the Savior for years, then repent, believe, and be saved. Nor is the unforgivable sin the same as backsliding. A believer may wander far from the Lord, yet he be restored to fellowship in God's family. Many people worry that they have committed the unpardonable sin. Well, even if this sin could be committed today, the fact that a person is concerned is evidence that he is not guilty of it." I thought that's very clear. Now, you know, but here's the point. Jesus said in Matthew 12:32, "Whosoever speaks against the Holy Spirit," that indicates any person could do so. This would be most likely rare, but could possibly be the case for some, since he said the word whosoever.
So, Bill, I wonder, where do some of these commentaries, where do they get that you must be an eyewitness to Jesus performing the miracles and then say that it's the work of Satan for that sin to occur, when he just said, "Whosoever speaks against the Holy Spirit."
Right. I think they assume that you have to actually observe Jesus himself doing the miracles. And so, but it doesn't say that in the scripture, like you said.
Yeah, they'd have to add to the scripture that, right?
Right. And so I'd rather err on the caution side. And Jesus said, "Whosoever speaks against the Holy Spirit." Well, that's everybody.
Yes. You know, it seems to me, after reading these verses and these commentaries, if someone could commit this sin today, you know, they either would have to be an eyewitness to the Holy Spirit working miracles, healings, or deliverance through one of God's servants, and say it was the devil doing the works or miracles.
Right.
So that could be a meeting today. Right, because
exactly.
The Holy Spirit is still working miracles.
Right.
So, Bill, okay, I have a question then. What about these ministers that criticize, find fault, and even mock other ministers and Christians who see miracles, healings, and deliverances in their meetings? They call them heretics, and they even mock these ministers. Aren't they in turn mocking God's supernatural power to heal and deliver people today?
Yes, I believe they are, and I believe they're on dangerous ground doing that. But there are two issues here in that statement. They are first judging many of God's servants, and the Bible instructs us not to judge. And their opinion and views of the scriptures regarding these issues are, I believe, mistaken. These ministers seem to have a Pharisee spirit and state that anything supernatural doesn't happen today, including speaking in tongues, miracles, healings, deliverance from the demons, and raising people from the dead. They believe healing only happens on occasion and only if it's God's will, not knowing that it is always God's will to heal, as Jesus healed all that came to him, and he never turned away anyone. They also do not believe in speaking in tongues for all. Therefore, they condemn those who have miracles in their meetings speak in tongues, or have the dead raised. Now, most of the time, they only take a small clip from a meeting instead of attending and seeing actual miracles. But, you know, even if they did attend, they would still deny the healings, most of them. Now, I would think these people are at the very least deeply grieving to the Holy Spirit.
Yes, that makes sense. You know, if you are concerned you may have committed the unpardonable sin, your concern is evidence that you have not.
That's right.
You know, I just want to encourage people, don't allow the devil to torment your mind, you know, that you've committed the sin.
Right. And again, I believe it'd be very rare for a person to actually be in the presence of a man of God and see a miracle with their own eyes and the person testify that they're healed or whatever, delivered, and then say, you know, that was from the devil. That'd be rare for a person to do that, but it does seem like it's possible since Jesus said, whosoever. So the bottom line is, I would not want to ever attribute a miracle I observed done in the name of the Son of God, Jesus Christ, to the work of the devil. Now, I hope we have shed some light for you in regard to this issue. And we look forward to being with you next time.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please be sure to subscribe, rate this program, and share it on social media outlets. To stay in touch with us and learn more about this ministry, consider checking out our resources at soulchoiceministries.org.